Hello.
Hello. Hi,
hello.
Matthew. Hi, this is Chuck. This is Chuck. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll from Opinion Research. This is related to the local environmental issues. Scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding storms and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Would you say very, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all concerned, thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Not at all.
Do you agree or disagree with that, with the statement?
Disagree. Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Would you somewhat or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Murray is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to review seven various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose a proposal. Okay? Would you support or oppose protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Would you support or oppose improving electrical grid reliability?
I guess I'd be in favor of that.
I'm sorry?
I guess I would be in favor of that.
Okay, would you strongly or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
It depends on what it was.
Oh, it's all the information. Based on just that information, would you support it or oppose it?
Support it somewhat.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it, would you support it or oppose it?
I don't think there's enough information there.
Oh, okay. So based on that, would you say you may?
I would oppose it.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Would you oppose or support building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms?
Somewhat. I would be okay with it.
Okay. Would you support or oppose expanding quality health care?
Oppose.
Well, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation, would you support it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How convincing do you find the following statements to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? You may say very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, are just three statements. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception. blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay they pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Would you be very would you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flooding management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Would you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by the more intense storms, floods, and the heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Would you find this statement very convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to reduce every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will this have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Marylanders' infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, and electrical grid and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if costs are passed on the consumers?
Would I support it?
Yeah, would you support it or would you support or oppose it?
No, I would not.
Would you support it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
None of them.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? From 18 to 34, from 35 to 49, from 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
The last one.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. What is your race or ethnicity?
Excuse me? Yeah. I prefer not to answer.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a male or a female?
I prefer not to answer.
Thank you. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and time. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice night. Take care.